We talk a lot about biblical worldview. Gary didn't use that word right there, but that's exactly what he was describing. Biblical worldview as, again, definition, Webster's Dictionary, 1829. That's really where the foundational definitions were agreed upon at the beginning of our country, where it talked about religion, belief in a being and perfections of God in the revelation of his will to man, man's obligation to obey his commands in a state of reward and punishment, man's accountability to God. All right, Gary, I find interesting that it went right to God, our accountability to him, man's obligation to his commands. Didn't say anything about the church or any organization that would, in many people's minds, be the epitome of religion. Religion, Gary, I've always believed to be man's attempt to get to God.
Oh, yes.
Jesus Christ is God's way of getting to man. Expand upon that a little bit, because really there's a major change. One leads us to heaven, one leads us to hell.
The Bible says that, you know, and all you need to do is to go to Matthew chapter 5, is it? Matthew chapter 7, I guess, is where it is, where the Lord Jesus said that there will come a time when people will stand before the Lord and say, God, I did this in your name, and I did that in your name. And what is he going to say? He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. That would describe those who were religious, but they were not truly born again. And so, you know, there are many people today who are religious because they hold to a certain order of beliefs and they follow the tradition of those beliefs, but they don't have that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a very serious condition for many people to be in today.